This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Boron is joining us from sendyourkidstocollege.org. We're talking about the Department of Education. President Trump last week signed an executive order calling for the department to be dismantled. Lots of questions about this, Jeff, including what does it mean for student loans, for student grants?
Well, you know, there's lots of questions. There's not a lot of answers yet. If I look at Department of Education, you could almost split it into two halves, one being K through 12 and the other one being college. But they do currently administer and direct all the student loan programs. And student loans have gotten more complicated in the past because we've got things like public service loan forgiveness programs, teacher loan forgiveness programs, income-based repayment plans. So this isn't an easy task to administer because we've complicated it significantly over the last several years.
Who does this impact the most? Any changes being made to the Department of Ed? I mean, do current students have to worry? Is it future students that should be thinking a little bit about this? What are you seeing right now?
Well, Brian, what comes to mind is when students' tuition is due, part of that payment is typically made with student loans, and the first place students typically go are the loans administered by the federal government, the direct student loans. Now, there's been cases, and I've been doing it a long time, where students go to register for classes, and that student loan payment hasn't been set up with the school, and the school hasn't received the money. So the student's out in the cold. They can't register for classes until that's paid. If we see significant delays in this rollout or disruptions, it could be pretty significant and pretty immediate.
I'm wondering, too, if there could be some kind of disruption for any students in getting their loans serviced because of this.
From what I've read, the Department of Education has already cut or lost a significant number of employees. And I think what we're all looking for is some clarity in, all right, who is going to do these functions? Because there's been talk of keeping a small arm at the Department of Education open, maybe retitle it or give it a new name, or moving some of those functions to other areas like student loans be administered by the Department of Treasury, or privatize them and to basically set the parameters for the private companies to administer those loans.
Now, I know I'm wrong, but I have to say, my mind immediately went when I saw Friday, all right, they are dismantling the Department of Education. They don't want it to exist anymore, doing away with so much of it. My mind, Jeff, immediately went to, well, if I still owed student loans, I just wouldn't repay them because then who's going to come after me, right? No? Can we not do that? I mean, was that ever a possibility here, though, that, you know, maybe that will slip through the cracks?
You know, Brian, I think if that's your mindset and you have existing student loans, they're going to come and get you. They're going to find you. The one thing, especially with federal student loans, is it's very difficult to get out of them, to not repay them. They will follow you and they will catch up to you.
You know, when you talk about privatizing possibly this whole area, what does it mean for existing loans?
That's where all the clarity needs to happen. What are the programs? Who's going to administer things like student loan forgiveness or income-based repayment plans, which have become extremely popular because as students come out of school and their income isn't quite what it will be in the next 5 or 10 years, their loan payments are reduced. But, these are a lot of programs that have to be administered, and some of them seem like they should be in one body of the government or another, and the others, could probably be done more cost-effectively by privatizing, like, just the issuance of the loans and all the documentation and getting them set up and setting payment plans in place.
Well, it's led to a whole lot of questions. The biggest might be, will it actually lead to reforms? I mean, if that really is the goal of all of this, to make things better at the end, I mean, do you see, maybe it's through privatization, maybe it's through something else, a future where college gets less expensive because money might be harder to come by, right? If fewer people can afford the college of today, might the college of today have to become a little bit more affordable?
And that was one of the original goals of the Department of Education, is the affordability of college. And honestly, if we can look at the cost of college right now, which is spiraling out of control, they haven't been effective in that task.
Well, there's a lot to sort out here, and we'll be watching it. Jeff, thanks for your help this morning in explaining it.
Thank you. And one more thing, just while I'm on with you, our scholarship for Send Your Kids to College is now open. So if you have a student in high school, go to the sendyourkidstocollege.org website and have your student apply for a scholarship.
Okay. Hey, great stuff for parents out there looking to send their kids to college.